Okay, everyone, welcome back to another Curless Minds episode. I'm Phil, your host. With me is Darren.
Hello.
And Ryan.
How you doing?
How is everybody?
I'm great.
Nothing to complain about this week? You're on the same seats with just a little bit of cushioning?
No, the cushion's really good.
Got a sore toe. No, in the same way.
Sore toe. Yeah. Ryan, how about you?
I'm all good.
I think not tired from last night's shenanigans. No. So today we are talking about evolution, natural selection, or survival of the fittest. As always, in Curless Minds, we start with would you rathers. I'm going to start with first one to you, Darren. Would you rather be a bald eagle or be a blue whale?
Bald eagle, because they can fly.
Yeah, good point. That's the only reason.
That's the only reason.
Ryan, how about you?
It's a tricky one. I do like the water and swimming and water-related stuff, but it'd be pretty cool if you could fly, especially if you were like bald eagle as well. They look pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think I'd go with the bald eagle.
You've been eagles off. Yeah. I think it's probably an obvious one, really. I'd go for the bald eagle too. Yeah. All right, and would you rather, Ryan, be reincarnated into an animal, but there is a high chance you could be hunted, farmed, or slaughtered by humans, or would you just rather not be reincarnated at all?
Would I be reincarnated with the thoughts and memories that I've got now?
No.
Well, then I suspect it doesn't really matter, does it? Because you wouldn't know any different.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. Good point, yeah.
I guess I'd pick to be reincarnated into an animal just for the sake of not ceasing to exist. But if you don't remember it, then...
Well, let's say before you are actually this animal, you know what this animal is going to suffer. You just don't have the thoughts and memories that you do now.
Can I choose which animal it is?
No. It's just random, but like I said, there's a high chance you could be slaughtered, farmed.
But I get told which animal I am?
Yeah.
Well, then it would all depend on which animal I am, whether I would choose to do that or not.
So you sort of do want to come back then. You want to be reincarnated, but...
Yeah, I guess I would.
But there's a good chance it won't be a pleasant life for you.
What do you mean by good chance it won't be a pleasant life? Do you mean the same odds as there is now for most animals are a higher?
Yeah.
Well, then, yeah, I guess I'd do it. I don't think there's a high chance I would die.
Yeah, okay.
You can be a human and have a really crappy laugh, to be honest.
True. Yeah. But you're going to be reincarnated into something random. Could be a human again, but there's a quite a high chance you could be an animal.
I'm just not bothered. I can't see that much. I can't see it being that bad, not ceasing to exist.
Mm-hmm. Right then. Another similar question to our first one. Darren, would you rather be born with wings and have the ability to fly, or be able to fully breathe underwater?
Born with wings and have the ability to be able to fly. Although, it would be pretty good to go underwater and see loads of shipwrecks and, you know, look for Atlantis or whatever.
You want to look for Atlantis?
Yeah, never know.
How about you, Ryan?
Flying. Oh, I've already been flying. I've been an eagle in the first one, so the second one, I'd choose the water. Be a merman.
Yeah.
Okay. Ryan, would you rather evolve to have longer arms or longer legs?
I guess it would depend what the benefits of them are. Been evolved into this length for a reason. So if you started making things disproportionate, then things probably wouldn't work properly.
You could window clean without ladders if you had longer legs.
You could window clean without ladders if you had longer arms.
That's true. That is true. You have to weigh up which you'd rather have, Ryan.
I guess I'd go with the longer legs, because in theory, I suppose, you'd be able to potentially move a bit faster. I'll be a bit more agile if you've got better legs.
What about if you're on a plane and you don't have an aisle seat?
Well, I'd make sure I have an aisle seat. I've got the longest legs in the world. I'll get whatever I want.
So you're going to pick longer legs?
Yeah.
How about you, Darren?
I think I've got the longer legs. Okay. It means you can run fast, I would imagine.
True.
I mean, I've got quite long legs at the moment. But...
So you'd rather have even longer legs?
Yeah.
Yeah. You could tickle someone if you had longer arms.
That is very tempting, but I don't really go around tickling people.
You could steal someone's wallet.
I know that's what you would want. You dirty little thief.
Okay, then the next one. Darren, would you rather be able to read minds or move objects with your mind?
Oh, tough one. I'd probably go with moving objects, because I imagine it might not be that great if you could read minds, because you can know everybody's dark little secrets, which it sounds good.
Okay.
But you can learn what people think of you, and you'd be dead, be self-conscious.
You could
but
change.
Then again, dating would be much easier, because you'll know if it's going well or going bad.
You can tell if she likes you or not.
Yeah, but I could do loads of good party tricks and moving things with my mind.
So you're going to pick, telekinetically move things with your mind rather than read minds.
I'd like to be like Magneto, move some cars.
Okay.
First X-Men.
Can you choose which minds you read? Or you just read all minds all the time?
No, 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 you can pick. Like, you stare at Darren in the face and you can read his mind. Well, you know.
I thought you just hear loads of voices in your head.
Think about it. If you're going to move objects, you are picking to use to move that object. So, read mind, you're picking which mind to read.
Yeah.
Right, how about you?
That makes it more difficult.
Does it? Yeah.
If you're just reading all minds all the time, that would get old pretty fast, I think. You wouldn't have any.
No, you can pick.
I think I'd still go with the moving things with my mind.
Okay. Ryan, would you rather not have opposable thumbs, but you get to live 20 years longer, or just stay how you are with your opposable thumbs?
I'd rather just stay how I am.
Yeah.
I find that a pretty stupid question. I'd definitely stay as I am.
20 years longer down in this world.
There'd be a lot of things you couldn't do.
True.
Yeah,
like,
but
a lot of things, like, you couldn't write with that pen.
Yeah.
I'd figure out some way, but it wouldn't be very neat as it is now. Although I don't have neat writing anyway.
Just grab it like.
Yeah.
I don't think that you could do it.
No, I reckon.
No.
Darren, would you rather be hurt it all over or be completely bald?
Completely bald. Can wear a wig.
Completely bald all over. Not a hair or anybody.
Yeah.
No beard, Darren. The beard goes.
Fair.
Darren's only got the beard because he can't be bothered to shave it.
That's true, actually, yeah. How about you, Ryan? I think I probably know your answer. Would you rather be bald?
I don't really care either way, to be honest with you. I guess bald.
Yeah?
I really don't care.
Yeah. A lot of people getting
our age, Phil, seem to be very self-conscious about hair loss and stuff like that.
I suppose.
It's really just never interested me. I couldn't care less whether I'm bald or I'm not bald.
Mm. I'm the same. I can't be bothered if I go grey. I can't be bothered if I go bald.
Yeah.
Probably a bit easier going bald because you wouldn't need to fight around getting a haircut and brushing your hair.
Certainly less time. You don't need to wash your hair, for instance. You just put some soap in there and you're done. But yeah, okay. You're both in agreements. Ryan, would you rather be born without legs or born without arms?
Arms.
Born without arms.
Yeah.
Most definitely, yeah.
100%.
It's quite an obvious one, really. Yeah. But Darren, are you going to sway it the other way? Or?
Yeah, bound by arms.
You wouldn't be able to move anywhere. very difficult to get anywhere without that.
Yeah. I don't think it's gonna be a cakewalk without
obviously you could use a wheelchair or whatever. It's no offence to anyone who's got a wheelchair, I'm sure they have a great life, but
yeah.
I would imagine most people would find it easier to get around with legs and
Okay.
Although I don't get around that much. I do spend a lot of my time in my bedroom, so...
And you need your arms around to play in Minecraft, for instance, and drive.
That's a good point.
Not long till we get, like, virtual reality stuff that'll read your mind that I won't need my arms, so
you're gonna,
I'll hedge my bets.
You're both going to keep your legs and have no arms, right?
Yeah, have one leg, one arm.
No.
On the same side or different sides?
Yeah, would you have opposing sides on the same side?
I don't know, it'd be difficult, wouldn't it?
Okay, then for the final would you rather for this podcast, Darren, would you rather own a genetically modified eagle that can pick you up with its claws and fly you to destinations of your choice, or have an invisible pet monkey that could steal things from
people? Always with the pilfering.
It's so
when I saw this, and I thought, what would an invisible pet monkey do? And the only thing I could think of was it would be able to sort of sneak things for you, wouldn't it? And steal wallets and things from
I'll go for the eagle.
You want to fly?
Yeah.
It's a very fly heavy podcast, this one already.
Yeah.
You don't want the invisible pet monkey?
No, because I think the monkey could turn on me as well.
It could too.
They're not very liable monkeys.
I suppose, yeah. Ryan, about you?
I'm not particularly interested in stealing from people, if I'm being perfectly honest with you, so I'm just going to go for the monkey. I would like it on the record that nothing said in this podcast can be used against Phil in a court of law.
I don't know about that.
There's no such thing as an invisible monkey.
Not that you know.
That's true, actually. It could be with us in this room right now. Mm-hmm. We just don't know. Staring at us like the evil monkey from Family Guy. Well, that ends our Would You Rathers for today. So we're going now to our fact or fiction. To our viewers who haven't listened before and this is the first time you're listening, we're basically going to give a few facts to my co-hosts here and they're going to determine whether they are in fact facts or whether I've completely made them up and they are fiction.
I think they'll figure that out.
Yeah, they'll probably figure it out. Obviously, it's about evolution, survival of the fittest, so they're all related to this type of topic, but we'll see if we can catch you out. So, fact or fiction, Ryan. A sea lion is the outcome when a dog has sexual relations with a fish.
That's quite a difficult one, Phil.
Yeah, you gotta think about
It's difficult. I think I'm gonna go with a very wordy fiction on that one.
Fiction.
Yeah,
don't know
about you. That is an interesting theory, but I'm gonna go with fiction.
You are both correct. It's obviously fiction. It's a cross between a starfish and a duck. No, kidding.
Didn't know that.
Okay. Darren, fact or fiction? The phrase survival of the fittest was coined by Charles Darwin himself.
I'm going to go with fiction.
That's a difficult one.
That is a really difficult one. I'm not sure. I don't think he would ask it if it was...
Well, yeah, could be catching you right there. How about you, Ryan? Did Charles Darwin coin the term? Survival
of the fittest seems more like a modern phrase, not something from the 1800s. I don't know why it seems that to me. I'm going to play it safe and go for fiction.
Going for fiction then? Yeah. You are both correct. It is fiction. Although it is associated with Darwin himself, it was actually coined by a biologist, Herbert Spencer, after reading Darwin's work.
That Herbert, always coming up with funky phrases.
Good old Herb.
Correct. You're tying, level pegging at 2-2 at the moment. So here we go. Next one. Ryan, fact or fiction? It is possible for certain types of mammals to lay eggs.
Mammals to lay eggs. It sounds like you would initially be going for fiction on that one, but as he put it in as a bit of a curveball, Darren, I think I'm going to go for fiction on that one.
Darren, how about you?
I'm sure I remember hearing something about a mammal laying eggs, but it could be one of those random random facts where I actually believe and it's not true.
You do watch a lot of films.
I'm sure I remember that David Attenborough mentioning it.
So you're going to go with fact or fiction?
I'll go with our Dave and go fact.
You're going to go with fact? Okay. It is actually a fact. Mm. You might kick yourself here, but the platypus is actually a well-known mammal that lays eggs.
Well-known. So the know lots of people with platypus.
Well, I know.
Just take a platypus for a walk.
So the platypus is a mammal that lays eggs instead of giving birth, but it does produce milk for its young. These unusual mammals are categorised as montrimes and also include the echidna, which is like a sort of a spiky hedgehog from Australia. They're both found in Australia. So there's see, we're all learning today on today's evolutionary Curless Minds.
There you go, mate.
So,
Australia.
Next question. Ryan, Darren is winning you by 1 point, I must let you know.
I'm aware of that, Phil. It's, I can add up to
3-2. I'm trying to build the tension for the podcast. So, next one. To create a polar bear, a Canadian brown bear must first mate with something white. Darren.
Fiction.
Okay, right, how about you?
False, definitely.
You're in fiction, right? You are in fact correct, both of you. It is fiction. Okay, Ryan, for the next question. The words Charles Darwin's theory of evolution is an anagram for oh ho, words verify natural selection. Fact or fiction?
Are you spelling oh ho?
Zero, zero.
00111101100001.
I was actually given the binary code for O then, but yeah. It's O-H-H-O.
I was going to try and attempt to sort of figure it out in my head, but I'm blatantly not smart enough to do that, so I'm just going to go with a random guess of fact.
Okay. Darren, how about you?
I think that's fiction.
You think that's fiction?
Yeah, I think so.
We've got a difference here, and Ryan is actually correct. Oh. It is an anagram. Well done, Ryan. Sorry, Darren, nil point for you on that one. We are now level pegging 3-3. Darren, the animal most frequently mentioned in Darwin's Origin of Species is a pigeon. Fact or fiction?
I'd have thought it would be the ape, to be honest. But seeing as I've never actually read the book...
What's wrong with you?
Come on, Darren. I gave you homework yesterday and you did not do it. It's only 562 pages.
Only, yeah. That's a good point.
Oh, thereabouts.
I'm going to go with another fiction on that.
Fiction?
I would imagine it would be the ape.
You think it's the ape? Okay. Brian, how about you?
Really, I should play it safe with a fiction.
Okay.
Because it's the safe answer, isn't it? We're both wrong or we're both right. But. Yeah. I have a feeling, I don't know why I have this feeling, maybe it's something that's evolved in me over the years, Darren, could be. I have a feeling that this is a fact, so I'm going to go rock the boat, go out on a limb, and potentially leave myself scuppered as we head into the final quarter of the fact or fiction. I'm going with fact.
Darren's going with fiction, Ryan's going with fact, and Ryan is correct. It was the pigeon that was most frequently mentioned in Darwin's Origin of Species. So one of the animals Darwin studied was actually the domestic rock pigeon, because he collected them back in the 1850s and attended various pigeon competitions. So that's why it's most commonly mentioned in his theory of evolution.
There you go, Darren. Learn something new every day. Phil's got a towel.
I've got a towel. I've got a poker face. Oh, not a good poker face. Okay, the next question. Ryan, pandas have opposable thumbs. Fact or fiction?
Pandas? I don't think I've ever seen a panda.
I've never seen a panda in real life. I've seen some footage of a panda.
That's a tricky one, that. I don't know what to go with. You stumped me on that one.
See, we're all learning.
I'm thinking fiction, to be honest.
Okay. You going to go with that? You're locking fiction, that in?
But the... Fact.
Ryan's changed it rapidly to a fact now, Darren.
It's a hard one, that. I'm just imagining I'm eating bamboo. I'm trying to remember how they eat bamboo.
Yeah, that's the noise they make. And for our viewers, Ryan is holding it very correctly.
If he's holding it correctly, I'll go with fact.
Are you both going to go with fact?
Yeah.
You are both correct. It is a fact. Pandas do have opposable thumbs. Other animals include koalas, possums, gorillas, and certain species of frogs also have opposable thumbs. So the scores now so far are 5-4 to Ryan. Darren, you got to pick up the pace here, buddy.
I know.
Okay, Darren, for the next question. Fact or fiction? All humans develop a tail in the womb that eventually dissolves.
I know this one. It's fact.
Okay.
I don't know this one, but Darren seems very confident, so I'm going to join him on fact.
Going to go with fact?
Yeah, probably should have said that.
I didn't actually know this one, but it is a fact that we do grow a tail, an evolutionary tail, but we don't need it anymore during the development in the womb and the fetus. Just dissolves it.
You still can feel it, really.
Yeah, I suppose you could, slightly. Yeah, some people can, more than others. Probably Darren's got a longer tail than us, but we need to have a look at that, Darren, after
it. It wags around in my hatchet.
Sticking your fingers up your ass.
Like I said, everybody needs a hobby.
Okay, the next question. Ryan, fact or fiction? Men have one less rib than women.
Don't know a lot about it. I don't know what you call it. Biology? Yeah.
Yeah.
The human physiology.
Biology, yeah. Yeah. It also has something to do with religion as well.
Religion?
Mm.
Has anything to do with religion, actually.
Well, I mean,
it's been mentioned.
It's mentioned.
In some religious
it's mentioned.
Study, yeah. But...
In the Bible, it's mentioned.
Yeah. Well, Phil's a Bible scholar, if there ever has been one.
That's true.
Just sounds ridiculous, doesn't it? But I don't know. I think he's added it in again as a trick question. I can't think whether he's added it in as a trick. Or a double trick. I'm trying to double both of us, but I'm just going to go with fact.
Darren?
I watch a lot of Time Team, and they know from the skeleton that it's a man or a woman.
Oh.
Just from the skeleton. Okay. So there's got to be a difference between them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's it, or is it just they've got bigger hips or whatever.
So what are you going with? Fact or fiction?
Men would be taller as well, wouldn't they?
Yeah, but you can find men who are smaller than women.
But generally speaking...
Me and Phil used to know a girl who was taller than me.
Yeah.
Remember?
Women definitely have wider hips, though, don't they?
Yeah, they do. I'm thinking that's probably how Tim Robbins and his gang actually know.
So you're going to say fact?
You know what? I'll take a big risk. I'm kind of doubting myself with doing this, but I'm going to say fact.
You're going to say fact?
Damn it.
So you're both saying fact?
Yeah.
I'm afraid you're both wrong. It's fiction. We all have equal amount of ribs, although some men and women have been known to have 12 pairs of ribs. You can also have 11 or 13, depending on inherited that gene from. But I'm afraid it's fiction. We all have equal amounts of ribs. So no scores for both of you there, I'm afraid.
I've been deceived by Tama team.
Yes, he has deceived you, Darren. Current scores, 5 points to Darren, 6 points to Ryan. Okay, next question. Darren, fact or fiction? Charles Darwin believed in God.
I think that's a fact. A lot of people in the 19th century believed in God.
You going to say fact?
Yeah, and I think he did as well.
Okay, Ryan, over to you.
Yeah, I'm going to go with fact as well.
Fact. Yep, you're both correct. It's a fact. Although he was a true believer in his evolution theory, Darwin did still believe in God when he wrote The Origin of Species in 1859. Though denying that God had a direct hand in creating species, he did nonetheless indicate that God created the natural laws of the cosmos, including the laws of evolutionary development. So he did believe in God. Final question now. Ryan, you've got 7 points. Darren, you've got 6 points. You're going to have to do something about this, Darren, if you want to tie... Keep your dignity, or Ryan could just steal the lead.
You did so well last week as well.
You did, don't.
It's not over till the fat lady sings, Darren. And your mum is not singing yet. So.
It's a tricky one, this one. Ryan, it is predicted that in the future, humans will evolve to have a weaker immune system. Fact or fiction?
I do think we will grow into having a weaker immune system, but I'm not sure I would class it as evolution.
Well,
I'm going to go with fact.
Darren?
I agree with everything Ryan said on that, because in the Stone Ages, you didn't see cavemen getting hay fever, just sneezing all the time and whatnot. Mind you, don't really see cavemen, but you know what I mean.
I don't have hay fever.
No, no. And the footage I've seen, the grainy black and white footage, I've never seen them sneezing. So I'm going to go with fact on that.
I must warn you, by going by fact, you just automatically lose. You could.
I know, but yeah. I honestly think it is a fact.
See, it's a fact, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you both locked in your answers. I can't take it back, I'm afraid. But you are correct, both of you. It is a fact. As humans become more and more dependent upon medication for survival, antibiotics, things like that, we can expect the human immune system to slowly weaken over an evolutionary period. So you're both correct. But Darren, I'm afraid you do lose there. 7 points to Darren and 8 points to Ryan. Ryan is the victor.
GG.
Ryan, you may commence a celebratory dance. There you go. Darren, how does that make you feel?
A bit depressed, but his dancing really did it for me.
Okay. So that ends our fact or fiction. Darren, better luck next time. You're going to have to do some studying, Darren, on the topics that we give you.
I lost by one.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
It's not that bad.
True.
Just think, Darren, in 2 weeks, when you're back up against Phil, you will be starting with an additional advantage.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So have completely forgot about that.
Yeah, that's true. I'll still win it, though, don't worry. I'll do my research. Right, can we have a topic?
Depends what that's about. If it is about Pokemon, then you probably would win.
I will warn you, Darren, the topic is skateboarding and skateboarding-related paraphernalia.
I'm going to win!
So that ends our fact or fiction for this week. Next on Curless Minds, we've got the new topic that was introduced last week, Phil's theories. So in this part of the podcast, we discuss my theories of how life should be lived, maybe what I think's going on, maybe some conspiracy theories that I believe in that these two just seem to completely disagree with me about. And I'd like to just make our audiences aware, maybe I can spread the word via the radio waves or the internet and see what you think. It's not actually about evolution, this one. I couldn't really think about anything that I have a theory on that isn't already true. So we're going to go with buying a house, having a mortgage. I want your opinion, whether you think I'm right or wrong, or if you think it's stupid. And so here we go. So we all know what happens nowadays. People, you know, they're born, they grow up, they have a job, and they tend to get a mortgage. They tend to buy a house and they think that this is theirs to keep and it's a good thing to do. I personally don't think that is necessarily the right thing to do. We are talking about mortgages, and I'll tell you my theory. I don't understand the point in actually buying a house if you're going to take out a mortgage. We're going to buy a house now for £100,000. We're just going to round it off. A nice easy number, £100,000. It's going to be a 30-year mortgage, okay? And over that 30 years mortgage, the house is going to value by, what, shall we say, £30,000, £40,000. You'd be pretty lucky to have a bit more than that, really, over that 30-year period. So people always say, oh, I only bought it for £100,000 and it's worth £130,000 now. And you think, great, that is a profit of £30,000. It was worthwhile buying that house because you've earned £30,000. But they never seem to tell you how much they've actually paid back in interest over 30 years. People always look at the numbers that are clearly in front of them. £100,000 house, it's worth £130,000. Yeah?
Hmm.
But I'll tell you now, interest rate at 3% over 30 years on a £100,000 mortgage, you're going to pay £250 per month interest. Doesn't seem a lot. But over 30 years, that is a total of £89,953 worth of interest. So let's deduct the £30,000 profit that you've just made. That doesn't leave you in profit. It actually leaves you in a large negative. So I want your opinion. Is there any point in buying a mortgage when you're paying back so much? I know you get a house at the end of it, but in 20 years, you could save up £100,000 quite easily if you had the willpower.
How much would you be paying in rent in those 30 years?
That is true, but you could live, not uncomfortably, but in a smaller house, paying less rent.
A minimum amount of rent that you'd be paying, at least where we live, for a small dump, it's going to be more than £250 a month. Almost, in some cases, probably double it, even for like a one-bedroom place. You're not going to be getting anything much cheaper than £300 or £400.
Yeah.
So you've essentially wasted more money renting than what you would have paid in interest by a considerable margin.
Mm. Let's not forget, though, you're not just paying £250 a month. That's the interest.
Mm.
So you're paying a lot more than £250 a month.
I know people who only pay £400 to £450.
Yeah,
mortgage.
But they'll have a long mortgage with probably a high interest rate as well, probably. But yeah, Darren, have you ever thought about it? Has it ever made you think? Because you actually want to buy
really,
a house, don't
yeah,
you?
I'm really bad with this kind of stuff. I'm not good with that.
So my question to you, Phil, is: do you think it's worth wasting more money in rent to buy a house outright?
No, I don't. I don't. Rent is dead money. We all know that. But I'm well prepared to lay low a little bit and buy a house outright in 10 years, 15 years is my approximate tally. So I don't need to pay this £89,900, almost £90,000 to a company. That
but you're forgetting, like, some people need bigger houses because they've got larger families.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Like, they've got 3 kids running around.
Yeah.
Can't really live in a flat, can you?
Well, they'll pay even more interest as well.
What are you doing in the next 15 years then? What do you mean by lay low, Phil?
Well,
lay low, do a grand theft auto.
No. I'm
planning. You're going out the country, just make sure they'll find you.
My plan is to live at home for just a short while now and live off the grid for the next 15 years. It sounds stupid, honestly.
It does feel so stupid.
No podcast at your house, Phil. Off the grid.
I'm still going to have electric, but it's going to be a generator. So I'm just going to live simply.
Oil prices skyrocket.
Well, then, it's just nothing. I can't control that, can I? That's just a risk I'm willing to take. But my only other thing in this is mortgages have been around for a long time now, over 100 years, let's say. Yeah. But none of us have inherited a house. Why haven't we inherited a house? Your mum, for instance, hasn't inherited a house.
No, because her parents are still alive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what is she inheriting a house from?
But
just one of my
mates.
Do
you have this house? What about her
happy
parents?
Birthday!
What about her parents? They're not 100 years old. Why haven't
the
they inherited a house? Yeah?
Well, because her parents lived in a farm in Poland. Right. The people who live in Poland inherited the farm.
Yeah, okay.
The house.
For me, it just seems like it's not a conspiracy thing, but like trickery. Like, we're made to believe that we're the ones really benefiting from this, but really, in the background, it's a ploy to get more money for the businesses in charge, really. It's not...
No doubt that's the case, but the options, living off the grid, sounds real shit.
Do you think? Yeah.
I am calling inherited a house from my grandmother.
Yeah, some people do, but what I'm saying is it's been over 100 years now. That's more than one lifespan. Not our lifespan, the one before us.
Yeah.
But none of us have inherited a house. Not even our parents.
Oh, my
your
uncle.
Dad inherited?
My
oh,
uncle.
Okay. Well, yeah, your uncle. That's one.
Yeah, but
one.
They inherit it from the eldest in the family. My dad's the youngest in his family. My mum's the middle child.
Yeah, okay.
So my uncle Martin inherited my grandmother's house.
Okay.
And my aunt Ellen, she inherited my grandparents' house on the other side. So they did inherit houses. It's just their parents didn't, because they were the youngest child or the middle child.
Yeah.
Dad's also going to inherit his mum's house.
Yeah.
He's in the will to inherit that when she passes away. And
okay.
My uncle's going to inherit my granddad.
Well, which leads me on to my next final bit for this. What happens when there's no more houses to buy?
There will always be houses to buy because they keep on building them.
But I know, I mean, they're going to eventually have to build up. But let's just say everybody's inherited a house. There'll be no mortgages left. Nobody would need a mortgage.
No, because the people would be moving from city to city to different countries.
Mm.
And you always need houses for people coming from abroad who's moving here. So you need somewhere to put them. So you need to build a house for them. And if you're having a family as well, you're getting more family members. Okay. So you're popping out more kids.
Yeah.
Definitely. You've got to think about it. The families are bigger. So if both of your parents own a house and they have three kids, house can't...
They have to split it three ways.
You either have to split it three ways or they give it to one of them. So there's two people without a house. Mm. Those three kids have two kids.
Yeah, yeah. With population increase, it does... makes sense.
One house isn't enough for a family, is it?
No.
I don't know, I just think bit of a con, the mortgage thing.
It's definitely set up as a system to profit the banks rather than anybody else.
Way more than us. But there's nothing we can do about it. Well, there is something you can do about it. You've got to be strong-willed and you've got to think outside the box.
Living in a tent in a crummy field with a petrol generator.
Yeah, I think you're going to hate that.
I think he's going to absolutely hate it,
but he's so stubborn that he won't let anybody know that he hates it. Brilliant, this tent. Look, my feet stink. I'm filthy. My bed's wet forever. Brilliant, honest.
The squirrels everywhere. Yeah. It's just, I'm tired of people saying to me, like, I bought a house for 200,000 and it's worth 230,000 now. Brilliant. But I just look at them and go, you bought it for 200,000, but you've not paid 200,000 for it. You've paid blooming 300,000 to 400,000 for it. So it's not a profit.
What do you do if you got your girlfriend pregnant, though? Then you can't live off the grid then. You're going to have to get a house then. It's going to be very difficult to live off the grid with a child.
Do you think? I don't know. Have you seen some?
You would get your child taken away from you if you tried to live off the grid with a child and anybody in authority found out about it.
When I say live off the grid, I'm not in a mud hut, you know. I would buy a little plot of land and build a good size house on it.
That's not cheap.
Yeah, that's really expensive.
I understand land's not cheap, but I don't have to buy the house on it. I would be building the house slowly.
Why not just become a gypsy?
Oh, it could be, yeah. I don't know, it just seems like a nice, quaint life. So, no?
Not for me, personally.
Not for you don't want to come live with in the woods.
Some hippies that would love it, but I'm not one of them.
I do see his point. I do see the appeal in living off the grid.
Do you?
I do.
No, Game of Thrones living off the grid.
I know, because it's like it's a sense of freedom. But and I think you're definitely going to miss the things of the 21st century living.
I am going to have electric, going to have water.
It's going to be completely different. It's going to be like living in a campsite all the time, which is good. Being at a campsite is fun, only for a week. Yeah. If you're living there for a whole year, you're going to end up hating it.
I don't know. I don't want to be tricked into the mortgage thing.
It's not really a trick, is it? Anybody with any measure of intelligence knows the system is set up to profit the bankers. Mm-hmm. You ultimately are not going into it because it's a sweet deal, but you need a place to live. And buying a house is the most sensible option in comparison to renting for the rest of your life. For most people, I'm sure there are some people out there whose circumstances warrant renting as being better for them, whether it's short term or long term. Mm. Nobody in their right mind would prefer living off the grid to either renting I don't think so. I'm sure there's people who live off the grid, as you call it, and have wonderful lives. What I mean by that is, personally, I, and I think most people I know, wouldn't enjoy living off the grid.
Right, they're
used to more comfortable life, things being a little bit easier, not bashing your clothes in the local river with rocks, trying to clean them up.
So I think that'd be quite peaceful, quite pleasant.
Yeah. I agree with Darren. I think it'd be sweet for like a week with all your mates. So camping. Camping's great. I love camping. It's one of the things that I feel that I don't do enough. I love going camping for like a long weekend or maybe a week at a push. But someone said, oh, do you want to go camping for 7 years? I'd go, no.
No? Yeah, but my plan is to live off the grid for a short while, still work so that I'm saving the money to buy a house outright and I don't need to pay this. So almost double the house, basically. It's quite close to double the house value is what you're going to be paying.
You are borrowing a lot of money off them. They have a high, it's a high risk for them a lot of the time as well.
So I think the trick is in the percentage. You don't really understand it until you really read about what that 3% is. You think 3% of 100,000 is not a great deal, but it's not 3%. No. So it's 3% of the total house.
I don't know.
Per year. It's something like that.
Interest rates, and you can calculate
it. Yeah. Don't look at me. I don't know anything about all this.
Why can't they put the actual percentage right there? You know, it's 85%.
Because the percentage rates change, don't they? Most people don't get a fixed term percentage rate for the entirety for the of the market.
No, you're right.
It will go up and it will go down. Ultimately, it's irrelevant. You've got to pay your interest as well. And that, whether it's 80,000, 90,000, 100,000.
Yeah. Okay.
The interest has got to be paid if you want the loan.
Yeah.
It's essentially true. A loan, isn't it?
True. Well, you've swayed me a little bit, you know, maybe understand it a little bit more, but I'm still going to try it and still see what goes.
In a few weeks, guys, when you listen to the podcast, if you start hearing birds in the background and running water, we have got quite a good microphone then, you'll know Phil's living off the grid, and I, although will I sound really cheery, will be very miserable because I'll be in a cold tent somewhere.
Also, I'm not going with you guys, so I'm just going to stay at home.
This is Darren's final...
I'll find something else, Nick.
Okay, so that ends Phil's theories. I still haven't managed to sway you, to persuade you about my ways of life this time. Maybe next time.
Maybe. Maybe.
I've got a good one for the next one, don't we?
Yeah.
Okay, for the next part on Careless Minds, we go to our Area 52. We're going to mix it up a little bit and bring sort of natural selection into this one. Here's the story. Mother Nature is brewing up her usual pot of mysteries, where she creates every creation imaginable. But she's allowing my two co-hosts and myself to throw out one antic, a pet peeve, an annoyance, or even a direct object or a person that really irritates us. And by doing this, Mother Nature can create a better place for us all to live in. Symbiotic harmony, Darren. What would you like to throw into Area 52 or Mother Nature's brewing pot? Darren?
I want to throw myself in.
You want to throw yourself in? Why?
Yeah. I don't know. I get annoyed with myself. I'm trying to learn French because I've been seeing someone who is from a French-speaking country.
Okay.
And it's just not going in.
It's not going in?
That's what she said.
Are you trying to get...
I like to be a better person. I don't think I'm so
you
good
don't,
enough.
You don't think you're the best person you can be, so you want to throw yourself in?
Yeah, I want to throw myself in.
I think you're selling yourself short there a little bit, Darren. Languages are quite difficult for a lot of people.
Yeah. I don't know any.
I'm not intelligent enough as well.
I can't even speak English that well.
Yeah, I can't speak English that well.
You're not going for a sympathy vote here, so our viewers think, oh, I really like that, Darren. Is that cute?
No.
No?
No, it's just the one that came into my head.
So you want to throw yourself in?
Yeah, I'm going to throw myself in.
Me and Ryan have to come up with an argument here, Darren, why you should or shouldn't be put into Area 52. So tell us, other than you not being able to speak a second language.
I think what we've got to realise, guys, is this is a fast rule that encompasses everybody on the planet. Darren is now saying... anybody who doesn't speak a second language.
No. It's not just because I don't speak a different language. Many things I just can't stand about myself.
Give me five things that we think you should be thrown in for.
Mm,
so you've already said
Game of Thrones.
Yeah, you like Game of Thrones, Darren. That's one. So far, you're going...
I don't have much common sense. I do really stupid things.
Okay, we all do stupid things, Darren.
Some of us more than others.
Yeah,
Darren. For those listening, that was a very poignant loop towards Philip over there.
Come on, give me some more. Tell me why you don't deserve to be in this world and deserve to be thrown into a black hole.
Strange voice.
Okay.
Which is weird for me doing podcasts, but...
Initially, I think you've picked three things that almost everybody can relate to in some way, so you're going to have to mix it up a bit.
I can't speak another language fluently.
Yeah.
I don't really have much common sense, really. Sometimes I do. It's sort of an on-off switch for me.
No,
today, I've got loads of common sense, Phil, but tomorrow...
Phil is one of the people I know with the least amount of common sense.
That is true. Okay, I'm still going to put myself in.
Ryan, what do you reckon?
I don't agree
that
any of those reasons are worthy for someone to be thrown in, because I think I would have to go in as well, unfortunately. So whether Darren actually has any real reasons and why he should or shouldn't go in, on the evidence presented to me today, I will have to deny his application to be thrown into the pit of doom.
Okay. Area 52.
Yeah. It seemed like such a nice place.
Darren, Careless Minds wouldn't be Careless Minds without you. So that's one.
Well,
yeah. Getting all soppy now. Ryan, do you want to tissue? You're all right. You're tearing up a little bit. Okay?
I'll power through it.
Okay. I mean, we all have negativities about ourselves.
Well, I don't really have any negative qualities.
No. Ryan was born perfect and pure.
See a halo across his head?
Mm.
Or is it just dandruff?
I mean, Superman was written because of Ryan. Well before his birth, but they just predicted that he would be born in Wigan.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, but no, I don't think so, Darren. You might not feel yourself worthy, but you're doing a good job. You're working, you're driving.
Okay.
You're entertaining yourself as well as others. We're just going to get you eating while that's all there.
Okay.
Yeah. Microwave pizzas and
nothing wrong with microwave pizzas and pine chips.
So, Dan, I'm afraid both of us are denying you into Area 52. You are going to be in there and we'll make the perfect human being.
Okay.
Ryan, how about you?
I think calling him perfect's a little bit.
I am perfect.
Let's chill it down a little bit. Right. Guys.
We'll just make a human being.
There's only one perfect person at this table and he's not sat at the middle. Me.
How about you, Ryan?
Mine is potentially a little bit controversial. It's something that really gets on my nerves, so I want to attempt to throw it in there. I want to throw in rain at a specific time.
Okay.
Yeah. So other times it can rain. This one time it can't rain. The one time I really hate rain, when you're travelling somewhere.
Okay.
You're travelling somewhere in the car, or walking would guess would be even worse, but when it's like really, you're on the motorway, heavy rain, it's miserable, you can't see, there's wagons in front of you spraying everywhere.
Okay.
Just makes you feel really depressed.
Okay.
Whether you're going somewhere you want to go, or you're coming back from somewhere that you was fun, or you're going back home, it'll be fun. But just the general rain when you're travelling, it just gets me really depressed and I don't like it and I want to throw it in there.
You want to throw rain in? Darren?
I see his point. Like, if you're walking somewhere...
Yeah.
But I don't mind it when I'm driving. It doesn't bother me. But I agree.
You agree?
Especially if you're walking and it's pouring down, it's not pleasant.
Okay. None of us like rain, let's be honest.
I don't mind it. I tell you, one of the joys in life is actually lying in bed listening to the rain hitting your window.
Yeah. The only thing is, we're throwing rain in general in here.
No, at a certain time.
At a certain time.
When you're traveling.
Oh, okay. Okay, fine then. I was going to say no, because plants wouldn't grow and we'd just die.
Yeah.
But... Well, I would have much expected Darren to come up with that thing. Doing, but I understand we need rain. It's not really a very serious one this week. Traveling in the rain, so.
Yeah,
nobody likes it unless you're a weirdo.
Yeah,
and it should be banished from existence.
I don't mind driving in the rain.
You hate it, Darren.
Listen, I know better than you.
And my
window is halfway down. I still don't mind it.
Darren's window's halfway down because he broke it. Windows are steaming up. You don't like the rain in the car, don't you?
No, I tell you what I hate more though. What? The frost and when it's snowing and you're driving. I hate driving in the snow or driving when it's really cold and you have to defrost the windows.
Going back to rain at a specific time, I fully agree. I hate it when I'm going skateboarding and there's a big dirty cloud up and you think it's going to rain, and it does rain and you can't skateboard anymore. But yeah, I'll throw it in there.
I guess you could encompass it really as just saying generally British weather.
Yeah.
Because it's very miserable. Yeah. It's changing all the time.
It is.
It can be super sunny in the morning and miserable after you've made plans to go somewhere and it starts raining.
Yeah, I agree. We'll throw it in. Are you throwing it in there?
Yeah, fine.
It's in there, Ryan.
Yes, I win now.
English rain or specific timing of rain is in there. Area 52.
Apparently there are other countries who have just as much rain.
Yeah, true. I know, but I'm not going to travel to those countries.
Yeah. Phil wants somewhere warm, so top five are Ethiopia, the Sudan, Mozambique,
two more,
Eritrea,
Serbia.
Syria is quite warm.
Oh, Syria, that's what I meant. Yeah, Syria.
Hot spot at the minute. Lots going on.
It's true. Yeah.
Interesting.
Party time.
Cheap flights. You just
cheap flights. Land proper.
Afghanistan's quite warm in parts as well.
I don't think it is that warm in Afghanistan.
It's a desert.
I've got one for you this week. Ryan's going to sort of go, what? At this one, because I'm sort of a criminal to this. But noisy eaters in cinemas. And by noisy, it's not really the mouth that irritates me. It's the bags and the crisps. I had a woman yesterday who was quite far away from me. She was with her husband. And honestly, I couldn't hear a thing because she constantly had a hand in a packet of crisps all the time. Wouldn't even take it out. She would literally be moving the top of the crisp to her mouth. So it was just going... constantly. Her husband didn't even blink an eye. I had no idea why he didn't tell her to shut up, but she had no idea. She was so intrigued with the film and eating that she was just constantly making noise. And you work in a cinema, Darren.
Yeah.
I want to banish noisy eaters in cinemas. When I have a bag of crisps in a cinema, I either make one very swift noise and grab a bunch full, and at least I'm quiet then. Or I'll quietly tip them out. You know, I'll come up with some way. I'll make the bag open more so my hand can creep in there. I don't just rustle and get one piece of popcorn or one crisp, for instance. I'll rustle and grab a decent handful so I can eat the film and two, the rest of the people do. Would you be willing to throw that?
I would go even further and say that crisps, as a whole, should be outright banned from the cinema. And anybody who takes crisp to the cinema should then be marched to the local town square and hung from the bellows. Gallows, even.
Yeah, I agree.
You agree?
Probably not being hung. That's going a bit too far. I would say a bit of flaying instead. Yeah.
Bit of Chinese water torture.
Yeah, a bit of Chinese water torture.
But not all the way through. Like maybe just like halfway through the score.
Yeah.
You throw it in?
Well, yeah, throw it in. One thing I hear is why popcorn goes with films.
Yeah.
One, because eating popcorn is loud. It is.
In the cinema I go to in Lee, they have paper bags for popcorn.
Oh, that's silly. Cardboard boxes are okay.
They're not so bad, yeah.
Popcorn's not... I wouldn't say popcorn's a super noisy food to eat. It's not a lot of it's quite... Yeah. It's quite soft, isn't it? It's not really crunchy.
Do you know where they got that from, the old popcorn goes for cinemas?
No, where's it come from?
Because in America,
when
the film industry was a bit of a dying law, there was a cinema in New York.
It's falling asleep here, don't.
There was a cinema in New York, the profits were going downhill. There was a guy outside selling popcorn. People loved it.
That's how it started.
Yeah. Right. People started going to this guy. Guy who owned the cinema saw this and said, "Oh, sell your popcorn in here, we'll make a deal."
All right. And that's where it started.
But he got screwed in that deal.
He probably did get screwed in that deal. I don't know the full story.
He didn't make no profit from it. And
Got to pay rent as a cinema guy and all sorts.
I think it was back in the 1920s or something.
So you're both going to throw noisy eaters in the cinema?
Yes.
Yeah.
Excellent. It's in there. So that ends our Area 52 for this week's Curless Minds. Next, we're going to the final part of our podcast while we finish off. And it is the Curless Coho Quiz. I think
you just call me a ho.
No, I didn't call you a ho.
Curless Coho Quiz.
It's the Curless Co-host Quiz. So we've got 10 questions here for you. Evolutionary based or survival of the fittest. Who will prevail to win this week's quiz? Darren, are you going to win?
Probably not.
Ryan, how about you?
Maybe.
Are you pretty confident? Yeah? Well, we'll soon find out. Here we go. Question number one. I'm going to go to Ryan first. Charles Darwin, the father of the evolutionary theory, was born in what year? Got a multiple choice. 1809, 1821, 1801, or 1799?
I think I will go with 1821.
You're going to go with 1821, Darren? How about you? 1809, 1821, 1801, or
1799? Something's telling me it's 1821. I'm just thinking back to when you get a 20-pound note, he's on the back of that.
You're going to go with that one?
Yeah.
I'm afraid you're both wrong. Charles Darwin was actually born in 1809. Nil points for both of you so far. Question two. Darren, true or false, humans evolved from chimpanzees?
I don't think it was chimpanzees. I think it was another primate creature. But I'm sure it's not chimpanzees.
So is it true or false that we evolved from a chimpanzee?
I'm going to say false.
Okay. Ryan, how about you?
No, I'm going to go with false as well.
You're both going to go with false? You're both correct. Humans did not evolve from apes, gorillas or chimps. We are all modern species that have followed different evolutionary paths. So you're both correct there. You both get a point. One all. For the next question, Darren. How many pages long is Charles Darwin's The Origin of Species? Is it 430, 290, 502, or 605 pages long?
502.
I'm also going to go with 502.
Yeah.
Okay, what makes you say that?
Because you, earlier in the podcast...
At least you've been listening. Yeah, it is. You are correct. It is 502 pages long.
I think the guys in the who were listening will notice he did say 502. Oh, they're about it.
Yeah, I did. I did cock up at a certain point in the podcast. I do remember. Okay. Which of the following, Ryan, are more closely related to one another? Is it tree frogs and snakes, vampire bats and birds, bears and whales, are squids and turtles?
I don't really know what to go for. I guess it's going to be somewhat tricky, otherwise we wouldn't have picked it. It's probably not the frogs and the snakes. I don't think bats and birds are that closely related. Aren't bats mammals? I'm gonna go straight out of left field and go with birds and whales.
How about you, Darren?
I want to say vampire bats and birds because they both can fly, but I don't get that.
Which one are you going
for? I'm going to say birds and whales because they're both mammals.
Okay, you've locked in your answers. I'm afraid you're both wrong. Yeah. It's actually vampire bats and birds that are more closely related to the rest.
You had the chance to grab it by the horns and take the lead down. You messed it up.
Okay, next question. Question 5. Darren, where is Charles Darwin buried? Is he buried at St. Paul's Cathedral, in Westminster Abbey, in Trafalgar Square, or underneath the old Pool's Pie Cafe that used to be located in Market Street, Wigan?
Well, I know it's not the fourth one. It's
definitely the fourth one. If you've ever been to Pool's Pies, there's a picture of a pie with an ape on it. And it says CD on the pie.
CD was here. 19.
I'm going to say St. Paul's Cathedral. A wild guess, though.
Okay. How about you, Ryan?
Yeah, I don't know the answer to this one either. It's going to be a wild guess. The safe bet would obviously be to go with Darren. There's something pulling me to Westminster Abbey, though. I'm going to risk it and go for Westminster Abbey.
Okay.
It's either that or what Darren said, I think. I don't think it's Trafalgar Square. Okay. I'm going to risk it. I'm going to play it fast and loose and go for Westminster Abbey.
Okay. Darren, you're incorrect. Ryan, it is Westminster Abbey. Well done. Ryan gets a point. Scores so far are 3 points to Ryan and 2 points to Darren. So, for question 6, Ryan, we are commonly known as Homo sapiens, but which evolutionary stage came before us? Was it Homo erectus, Homo neanderthalensis, Homophobia, or Homo habilis?
I'm not clued up enough on this subject, I don't think. Maybe I need to do some reading afterwards. I know Homo erectus is definitely a thing.
Homophobia is definitely a thing as well.
Oh, I don't know. I'm going to go with Homo erectus.
Okay, just because it sounds rude.
No, it's like upright, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Is it currently upright?
It's always upright.
How about you, Darren?
Well, I sure Homo erectus was a different term. Different species. Well, same species of human, different race of human. What are they called? They're just different species. Neanderthal was one as well. Because I think there were 6 different ones. Yeah.
We're Homo sapiens, yeah.
Yeah, we're Homo sapiens.
Phil's also homophobic. So. He's not. I wouldn't have put that on the record. He's not. Well, maybe he is. I don't know. I don't think he is.
That's it's in another Phil theories, that one.
Yeah. Can't wait for that one.
I think Darren might get this now.
I'm going to go with D, Homo...
Homo habilis?
Yeah, because we've never heard of that one, so...
Okay. I'm afraid you're both incorrect. We actually evolved from Homo neanderthals, or neanderthalensis. Okay. Question 7. Darren, birds evolved from dinosaurs. True or false?
True. Definitely true.
Ryan?
Yeah, true.
Okay. You're both correct. It's true. Birds evolved from a group of dinosaurs known as Maniraptor anthropods, which are generally small, meat-eating dinosaurs such as velociraptors, for instance. So you both get a point there. Well done. Question 8. Ryan, which term refers to a species that no longer has any living members? Is it A, moulded, B, extinct, C, fossilised, or D, petrified?
I'm going to go with extinct.
Extinct. Darren, how about you?
I got the same, extinct.
Extinct. Well done. You are both correct. Totally related question here, but question 9. In the fictional Pokemon universe...
Oh, come on.
What does Zubat evolve into?
Batman. I've no clue.
You're going to go with Batman, Darren? Ryan?
I don't know. I can see the picture of it. It's got a really big mouth.
It has, yeah. I'm just going to circle Darren's point here. He hasn't got it. Just to all our listeners that are on the edge of the seat here, Darren didn't get it with Batman. It's not Batman.
Dang, I don't know. I'm just going to have to pass because I can't make a guess.
You're going to kick yourself when I say the name. The answer was Golbat.
Fudge.
It's obvious now.
See, it's obvious.
So, Darren, you get the opportunity to tie the game, not win it. For the final question, question 10 is going to Ryan first. Humans are said to have first originated in which continent? Was it Asia, Africa, South America, or Europe?
Africa.
Okay. Darren?
I think it's Africa.
Africa. You're both correct.
That was a very easy one.
That is the end of our quiz, Ryan. You win with 6 points. Darren, only 5, I'm afraid. Ryan, congratulations. You win for another day. I think you won last one as well. Possibly the one before it, maybe. So that ends our Careless Minds podcast for this week. I'd like to thank all our listeners who are listening to this podcast. I would like to thank my co-hosts, Ryan and Darren. Thank you very much for coming once again.
Thank you.
For participating. So tune in next week when we have Darren as our host. Ryan, congratulations on winning both quizzes. We have been Careless Minds, and we will see you all again next week. See you later, everyone.
See ya.
Peace.
Adios.